from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live with the Friday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby, as the announcer guy said, here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Happy Friday to everyone. Sean Shreef, RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton, and we are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. The early morning shout out to the Twolos on Twitch, and Cam, Gregory, Dwayne, Dave, and Nate popping in as we start with the 6 a.m. club. And apparently there's a lot of people already off enjoying a four-day weekend because my GPS did not tell me to exit on Munger. Stay right on 30 to 75. But of course, it wasn't that easy as 75 gets bottled up and you had traffic coming in. You tried to warn Bobby about.
Tried to warn Bobby about it on Woodall Rogers. There's something going on. I don't know what it is, but it's never backed up on the other side of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. But it was. And I was like, ooh, let me just get off. I just immediately get off. I don't even look at the GPS. I just get off. So I see traffic, I'm off. Yeah. And I went to Olive. And made a little loop-de-loop, and bam, right back on the access road, made it well. And then I texted Bobby, and Bobby didn't see my text.
Nope.
Very smart. He didn't text or drive.
Just like during the show.
Exactly. I never look at my text. The other problem is that I didn't look at my GPS. Because I put it in the GPS every morning, and I see what time it says I'm going to get there, and I just assume, oh, it says I'll get there at this time, so I'll be fine. I didn't realize that it probably, I didn't see, but I'm sure it probably had put a diversion on there that I just didn't even notice.
Okay, so we have Dion, we have Colorado, we got college football, we got Rangers sweep, we have another Rangers ticket giveaway, we have Mike Florio coming up from ProFootballTalk.com at 8 o'clock. We have Nick Eatman at 9:20, and hopefully we have you for the duration up until 10 o'clock with the KMC Masterpiece. Thanks for being a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Some whoa moments yesterday from Dak Prescott, I thought, at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. The main question throughout this segment is going to be, am I overreacting? Am I overreacting, creating content, as Psycho Tolo Chris Jones loves to accuse us of sometimes? Because this, to me, was very un-Dak-esque when he was asked, okay, CD's done. Is out there wearing sleeveless shirts. You guys got three practices, getting on the same page. Is your deal next?
Not really sure. Not my focus anymore, to be honest with you. Told you guys that really, can't say ever, was really my focus. It's about making myself and this team better, getting us in the best position, and the most confident to go up to Cleveland and start the season off with a win.
Okay. Answer number one, don't really care anymore. Number two, and this one is the big wow that has gone viral and created the headlines. Your reaction to Jerry Jones saying, you know what, you could make the argument, if you haven't seen it by now, you're not going to see it. But I love him. But I absolutely love him. Why did he throw in that dig? Why did he have to utter that sentence? Dak reacting to that.
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. Yeah, I mean, I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So doesn't really hold weight with me.
I went back and watched it, courtesy of Bobby Belt, pulling the video and the audio, and I wanted to see how much of a smile and a joke there was. What is y'all's evaluation of what you heard and what you saw in terms of saying, I stopped listening to the owner of my football team. It doesn't hold a lot of weight with me anymore. He added that second sentence.
Yeah.
just for some extra effect.
I don't think it's anything. The second sentence does make it more. There's no doubt about that. The second sentence, to me, makes it a little bit more. But I think this is what you have to do when you play for two organizations in sport. Well, not even two anymore, just one. Because George is dead. Steinbrenner's dead. You used to not have to worry about it. You just ignore what he says. Joe Torre used to do that. He used to say this to the media all the time. I don't even listen to what George says. So I think it's no different. And I think that Jerry and George are a lot in the same.
Do you think that Jerry felt a little insulted by that? If Mike McCarthy came on here on a Friday and said, I stopped listening to what Jerry said a while back, it doesn't hold a lot of weight.
The word to the media saves him.
Yeah, he's saying.
If he says, I don't listen to what he says, that's one thing. If he says, I don't listen to what he says to the media.
Okay.
That's
when he says to the media, yeah, he's trying to insinuate, like, you guys get a different word than I do, or you guys get different content than I do. But it means something, because Dak doesn't say anything like that unless he's being calculated. And Dak is being calculated right now, because I think Dak's whole opinion is, if Jerry's going to negotiate through the media, then I will too. If that's what you want to do, all right, fine. If you're going to use certain tactics, I'm going to use them right back, because that's the way that you've wanted to negotiate this thing.
Because my reaction to the question I asked myself, is this public negotiation, or is he, and I was looking up and Googling synonyms for not caring, and I was trying to pick the right word. Because we all know, right, when you get into an argument, whether it's with a coworker, a friend, your other half, and one of the sides is just like, you know what, I don't care anymore. You may have lost that person. Indifference. Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering yesterday. Is Dak Prescott right now, is he just indifferent and he's fine? He truly is fine with whatever happens. I'll go somewhere else. I've been paid. I have more perspective now. I have my girlfriend. I have my daughter. I'll be just fine anywhere else. That was my theory with Dak's growing family, that your perspective changes and you're like, okay, I don't have to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys as my sole and only purpose in life. I can go anywhere with these two that I have and be happy and be paid. Indifference, not caring, you're dead inside versus calculated public negotiation.
Can it be both? Like, I mean, can he really believe that? And then just the decision to put it out front is a calculated negotiating tactic. Because I think he's felt a lot of ways about things over the course of the years that he's just chosen not to say because he doesn't think it's productive or whatever other reason. I think he absolutely does feel like it doesn't have to be here anymore.
All right, what about this one then? Will you continue talks once the regular season begins?
No, I mean, that's up to Todd and those guys. Once again, I'm not going to be a part of them here as the season starts. And they've been going. They've been going, obviously, heavily through Todd and Steven both. It's just all part of it. As I said, my job and my focus now is control what I can. And as I said, well, back in camp, it's two parts of this. Both sides have to come to the agreement.
You don't need a deal done before the season?
I don't need a – no.
Would you like it done before the season?
I think it says a lot if it is or if it isn't. But, however, doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you.
What does it say if it isn't?
Just how people feel.
Yeah, now that to me plays a lot more than the I don't listen to what Jerry says to the media comment, because that's him indicating that if it's not done, that it tells me that they don't either value me or they don't believe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket,
follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even me or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
This is that's a much more pointed statement than his initial one. The initial one's going to get all the headlines, right? Because it's him saying he doesn't listen to what the owner says.
Yeah.
But this one is the other one. Now, look, I mean, what did CD say when the deal came down? He said, my agent called me. I was just sitting there. He was playing video games or whatever, right? Hanging out. He wasn't doing that. He wasn't in the negotiating. Dak's not going to be negotiating the contract. Lamar, this would be a bigger deal for Lamar. Because Lamar doesn't have an agent. Right? So Lamar needs to talk. Like Dak would just let
Todd Dak's do it in everything. The building, though. Like CD yeah. was CD purposefully, I think, in part removed himself so that he couldn't just be pulled into a side room and like, hey, let's work this out face to face. Like, I think that's part of what was going on there. Dak is physically there. Jerry can go walk up to him in the locker room and say, hey, can we talk real quick? Like, so there is an ability to do it. And I think that.
And all this can be changed dramatically with one piece of paper mm-hmm. and a few numbers. I just found myself yesterday being like, okay, maybe Bobby is correct. I'm in this type of instance, I'll believe it when I see it. I don't believe Jerry Jones will let a very good quarterback get away in his waning years and roll the dice that he may never find someone as good as Dak Prescott again. I can't bring myself to believe it. I'll believe it when it actually happens with the divorce, but it did come across my computer screen yesterday, Bobby, in terms of what you've been saying and said yesterday. It's just feeling like both sides are more and more fine with a divorce.
Yeah, that they're both fine with. It feels like they're very, whatever outcome it is. If we get it done, that's great. We're going to be happy and we'll have, but you know what? If it ends, we had a good run. I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. That kind of a thing. And that's where I think the bigger issue here is that's where Dak has gotten. Because it's really easy from the Cowboys perspective to say, you know, justify, well, we don't have to end up paying this money. So think of all these different ways that we can use this money and we can do this and that there. Dak has all the leverage in this negotiation, and for him to step back and go, I don't need it from you guys, is a little more, I think, puts it more in jeopardy because he doesn't feel any reason to cut you a deal. And he doesn't feel any sort of, you know, positive feelings towards you to give you that.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, friend of the show, was on last week with the latest he's hearing on this saga.
Here's what I would imagine, based on my knowledge, not reporting, just based on what I gather and what I know. If they don't do a deal by then, I can't imagine he's looking at a deal through the season. I can't imagine he's looking at a deal until March. Then we're talking free agency. And as we've said many times, he'll be the highest profile free agent in NFL history. They can do a deal, but it has to come an unbelievable cost, Mike. And I just don't know if the Cowboys are going to get where they need to get.
So that's Rappaport.
Yeah, and I mean, that's where you're at in this instance is because, you know, when you look at the CD negotiation, well, CD, come on, you got to be able to fall down here, you got to do this, or the gap isn't that wide. When Nick Eatman tells us that, hey, it's somewhat similar to those temperatures in Oxnard, that sounds like a gap. They're having enough trouble just swallowing $60 million a year, it sounds like. And making that work for themselves. You think Dak with zero reason to come down in terms of leverage is going to say, all right, I'll come down maybe roughly $10 million.
Yeah, the high in Oxnard today, by the way, is 72. I've been trying to figure out whether Eatman was referring to the high temp or the low temp.
Could be.
In California.
Maybe the temperature at that hour.
Yeah, it could have been at that hour. It's 60, 65, I think is what he's generally saying there. Look, I mean, what is the motivation? You know, like Dak's not coming down from that number. He doesn't have to.
He can go up.
Sure. I mean, you know.
You're making the argument he shouldn't even sign right now.
I don't believe he should. I mean, if I was Dak, I'd be like, so what is the disadvantage for him not signing now? Injury? I mean, Kirk Cousins just showed that doesn't matter.
Yep.
He just ruptured his Achilles and he got a really nice number.
Yep.
And
Dak already went through a season-ending injury and still got paid.
Yes, and Dak is already rich. It's not like he's in CD's situation where he hasn't been paid yet.
The only downside is this topic throughout the entire regular season over and over and over again. And if he chooses to say, guys, once snap one occurs against the Cleveland Browns, I will not be talking about this. I doubt that happens. He'll keep it alive, sparring with the negotiations publicly with Jerry. But that's the only really downside, because or the downside is you guys go 7-10
and you play healthy the whole year.
You play healthy the whole year. Yeah. 8-9, you don't make the playoffs or you lose first round, and the team you want to be with says, you know what, we know you're not the guy, we're moving on. Those are the downsides.
That's the downside. Dak has shown throughout his career, though, that if he's healthy, he's going to win games. Like, now, Grant, is this team worse, better, whatever? Like, there's obviously, it's football, the margins are so small, anything can happen. But if I was Dak, I mean, any kind of injury short of a shoulder injury, which was scary, that would scare a lot of teams off. If you get the Chad Pennington noodle arm going,
yeah,
that would scare teams off. But anything else, I mean, like, you would go into it and you'd be like, all right, fine, I'll just take my chances. I know I'm going to get $65 million at this time next year.
Market's going to go up.
Yep.
There's just no hometown discount to be had here. Is that he looks at it and he says, I view you the way I view 31 other teams at this point. And so if you give me the money, we'll get it done. And you get an exclusive negotiating period. But otherwise, I have no affection towards you that says I have to be here anymore. And that's a scary thing for the Cowboys, unless the Cowboys don't care. If the Cowboys have the Michael Lombardi perspective, somebody who was in the league, if they similarly look and go, well, where is he going to go? Okay, play that game, you lose your quarterback. That's what's
going
to happen.
And the downside is going somewhere that isn't as good of a situation winning-wise of the teams that will need a quarterback next year.
Well, I mean, Ayuk is going through was going through that, right? He was decided, like, am I going to stay here?
But it means so much more for a quarterback.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, that's
okay, I can go be the Raiders quarterback. Okay. With an aging Devontae, I'm going to go to Tampa Bay. Okay. With an older Mike Evans, your next spot in order to go and get that championship. So that's what happened yesterday inside the Star. Your thoughts, as always, on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. How much were you rooting for or against Dion and Colorado last night with a big college football game to kick off your weekend? And the Rangers with the broomstick, Corey Seager's broomstick. 6 a.m. Club, just getting started with Sean and RJ.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.